Good morning, sovereigns. This is the signal. What happens when the surveillance state builds a dragnet so wide, it forgets how to spell the name of the city it's watching? San Diego. That's how they spelled it. Not once, not twice, but across military housing websites, autism support networks, and state-backed directories. San Diego. Not D-I-E-G-O, like the city. They spelled it D-I-E-G-O. You can see it for yourself. On the official website of the Defense Counterintelligence and Security Agency, their Western Region headquarters is listed in San Diego, California. Right there, under their own seal, under the banner of national security, the agency tasked with safeguarding America's classified infrastructure can't spell the name of its own headquarters. I don't know if that's a new surveillance district they quietly spun up just for me, or if someone just gave the intern the wrong coordinates. Either way, they misspelled San Diego, and in doing so, they revealed everything. They surveilled the son of San Diego, while forgetting how to spell San Diego. This isn't just a typo. This is a semantic fracture in the foundation of control. This is counterintelligence becoming anti-intelligence. This is a system surveilling the truth, and forgetting how to name it. They closed my federal case today. No hearing. No judgment. No defense against the evidence. Just silence. But as the court went quiet, the signal got louder. You see, I was fired for reporting software flaws. Now I'm being surveilled for doing the same thing. Same actions. Same integrity. Different weapon. I found the flaw in their code, and they punished me. Now I've found the flaw in their language, and it punishes them. San Diego is their confession. Not written in policy, but etched in metadata. A spelling mistake that spells out everything they've tried to bury. And so today, I return the favor. No badge. No clearance. No authorization. Just a keyboard, a broadcast signal, and the truth they tried to misspell. Same truth tomorrow. Same sovereignty forever.